This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Breaking news. There are some very interesting developments with Kim Jong-un. This is what he is now saying. Quote, we express our willingness to sit down face-to-face with the United States and resolve issues anytime and in any format. Our commitment to doing our best for the sake of peace and stability for the world and the Korean Peninsula remains unchanged. We are open-minded in giving time and opportunity to the U.S. But listen to this part very closely. I want to conclude that President Trump's stance on the North Korea U.S. summit does not meet the world's desire for peace and stability, both in the world and on the Korean Peninsula. He goes on to say the tremendous anger and open hostility that President Trump mentioned in the letter, he means this morning, is just a backlash in response to a unilateral denuclearization being pushed ahead of the planned North Korean U.S. summit. So, you know, to sum that up, Kim Jong-un is saying he wants to talk. He's open to talks. But it is very clear from this statement that the unilateral denuclearization is not where they want to go. And he also says that that's not what the world wants. So perhaps he's looking for a deal like Iran got, where there is a partial denuclearization and a monitoring process. Whether or not that will bring the United States and President Trump back to the table remains to be seen. But as soon as we get more on that, we will certainly bring it to you.
You know, kind of interesting yesterday when the announcement came, when the president was, you know, had basically canceled the summit, right? And, you know, the media, and of course, those, the anti-Trumpers, including Nancy Pelosi. I mean, it's just so unhinged. It is ridiculous. I mean, people just do not understand the strategy. It's like, look, stay in your lane. What we're on the verge of doing here, potentially, is historic. But, you know, as we said from the early beginning of this and the negotiations, is that people were talking too much. Several things. People were talking too much about this. You know, here they are talking about a Nobel Peace Prize. And come on, you know, let's get the job done here and say little, you know, because all you can do is compromise and upset Kim Jong-un. Not to mention the other thing, which recently the president has picked up on. You know, we had said, I don't feel comfortable with China, because China's looking at this in a way, okay, what can they get out of it? What's in it for them? How can they be a hero and somehow rise to some level of influence and being, you know, the kingpin of all this? And they've kind of been operating in the shadows. And the president here recently this week, I think it was this week or maybe over the weekend, noticed, he says, every time that Kim Jong-un meets with President Xi, things get a little kinky. There's a disrupt here in the flow of, you know, of relationship between the United States and North Korea. And no doubt that there are some levers being pulled in the background, and it must be significant enough because you have Kim Jong-un traveling to China. See, these are all significant things. And even for Vice President Pence, and I love Michael Pence. I think he's awesome. But to have a conversation and talk and bring into comparison Libya with North Korea, we know that it didn't go well when they gave up their nuclear weapons and ambitions, did it? So, you know, that comparison was a bit of a faux pas, I would suggest. But again, I think that you kind of let this thing happen in the background, quit poking at it, quit, you know, entering into a lot of opinion here and let the people who are responsible get the job done. Donald Trump is very capable, and I believe he can make this happen, and it could be a historic event and win-win for all concerned. But let it happen.
Interested in trading as a way to generate extra monthly income? Listen up. Before you sign up for some garbage program or awkward in-person seminar, you really need to hear about the online trader program that everyone's talking about. This is the program that allows you to get your account funded with someone else's money. That's right. Apiary Fund will gladly put up to $100,000 of their money into your trading account. And the best part? You get to keep 85% of the profits without putting in a dime of your own money. Apiary Fund and this program are growing like crazy. If you're looking for a way to generate extra income every month and finally learn how to win trades like the pros, just call 800-342-2968. Leave your email address on our voicemail, and we will send you all the exciting details of how to trade Apiary Fund's money and not your own. Call 800-342-2968. And again, just leave your email on our voicemail to get your free report on how you can trade someone else's money. Call 800-342-2968. That's 800-342-2968.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We're coming to you this Thursday, unfortunately, from a very sick city, a place where many of the people in charge aren't just wrong, but increasingly are irrational. Washington is in the grip of unprecedented mass hysteria over Russia. Yes, Russia. Take three steps back. It's a freezing poor country on the other side of the globe where the average life expectancy is lower than that in Bangladesh. Russia is a place whose economy is smaller than the economy of Texas. It's a country that can barely produce a working escalator or non-poisonous vodka. And yet that country, which is regarded by sober people as sad and increasingly irrelevant, is, according to Democrats in Washington, in virtually complete control of the workings of the U.S. government. They tell us that every day, and they're starting to seem like they believe it. That's demented. The most striking new example comes from former Director of National Intelligence, Jim Clapper. In an interview just yesterday, Clapper claimed that Russia flipped the result of the 2016 election, got Trump elected over Hillary. As for evidence of that, Clapper admitted he didn't have any, because of course he doesn't have any. Nobody else has any either. There is no evidence that any foreign country changed a single American vote in 2016. And by the way, that was Clapper's position just 2 years ago, when it was the position of the Obama administration that vote tampering by a foreign power was completely irresponsible and impossible to contemplate. Now that Trump is in office, of course, Clapper and other Democrats are warning that Russia will try to subvert this year's midterms as well. They have no evidence.
Let's stop that right there. See, this is the whole cloud here that is already coming upon the midterm elections. The Democrats are trying to set this up because they figure if they can squelch in any way the vote. I mean, you know, it's kind of interesting, the double-sided game that they play. On one hand, strategically, let's squelch the vote. On the other hand, let's make sure all our people vote and nobody else votes, right? And forget about any kind of voter ID or anything that would, you know, legitimize or render some efficiency and common sense to who is voting in our elections. And we're worried about the Russians, a minor amount of money that they invested in social media, who, interestingly enough, as Tucker just said, James Clapper, in a meeting, well, more than a meeting, he was there on the Hill meeting with Congress, and he said, no, he didn't believe at that time that the Russians changed one vote. And of course, now a couple of years later, he comes back and that could happen. But you know, as was stated, he has no proof. You know, all this stuff, it is brain bruising, no doubt. And I think for the everyman who just wants to, you know, stay at home, watch a ball game, or enjoy time with his family and this sort of thing, they're not quite. I think they're you know, growing in awareness. In fact, I spoke with Steve Cortez from CNN commentator yesterday, And it was interesting to hear his his perspective on this, because he's there. I mean, he's a consultant. He's close to Trump, and there in D.C. and he's watching all this stuff that's happening. And there is no doubt. I mean, he is convinced that more and more of Main Street America is waking up. And I think, I wouldn't disagree with him, but it's hard sometimes to follow the bouncing ball and how confusing it is, and to really have some sense of confidence that what you're hearing, or at least what you choose to believe in, is solid evidence. You know, here it is, this special investigation of Bob Mueller has been going on for over a year. What do we got to show for it? Got a lot of bills. We paid a lot of bills. About $1 million a month is what we're, spending. So now we're at, over $12 million that we spent on this fiasco. And this whole idea from the left that, James Comey is a Republican and Bob Mueller is a Republican. And I think they've since have said that they're not Republicans, they're independents. And maybe they're Democrats, dressed as or whatever, parading as. I mean, they've messed up this whole situation. And the FBI now is starting to, kind of regurgitate them and others like them that are all part of the deep state out of their ranks. And I say, hey, good for them. For a long time, we've been giving the down line a lot of credit and saying, hey, there's great men and women here. But and I don't mean to malign them all together. I'm just saying they have a responsibility to come together and do what they're doing now and speak up and say, look, this is not good. But the FBI's been, been tainted. I mean, let's not think that the DNA of the FBI going back to the days of J. Edgar Hoover did not carry on. You've got that that bit of unhinged or unharnessed authority that they can do whatever they want, all in the name of law and your protection. And and they've been running deep state operations forever. And it's not like the FBI, we like to talk about them being so great, but then you have a hard time reconciling their greatness with ineptitude in Las Vegas, ineptitude in Florida. Other instances where you go, wait a minute, Orlando, what, the FBI knew about this. What, in Boston, they supposedly knew about this stuff, and we were attacked. What's going on? How good is the FBI? Are they distracted on all the wrong things, like Hillary Clinton and like the elections and this whole game that they've been playing on us, leaving us confused and lacking in confidence. With all government institutions, for that matter, and the way they've been, slow walking information and avoiding oversight, all in the name of their own, their own authority, like as if they don't need Congress's oversight. I mean, here we had two meetings yesterday, with members of Congress, followed up by the Gang of Eight, which, of course, then became a bit bipartisan because the Democrats suddenly said, hey, wait a minute, we want part of this. Well, you haven't wanted to be part of it. You wanted to, kind of derail the whole investigation and some of these questions, and you've turned it into a partisan dance, and you haven't even asked the question. At least Devin Nunes and Trey Gowdy have said, look, we got to get down to this. And others in Congress have said, look, we got to know the truth here. We keep getting all this redacted information, which is no information, about the sincere questions that we have on behalf of the American people. Kimberly Strassel, by the way, with the Wall Street Journal, has just been doing an outstanding job in reporting on this. In today's paper, she talks about how the Democrats are screaming about constitutional crisis. It's always interesting when they scream about things. It's like they try to project. I mean, they're not really interested in really giving a true perspective of a constitutional crisis. I agree, a constitutional crisis is on the verge here, but the Democrats aren't offering a solution. All they're saying is a constitutional crisis because Donald Trump's asking questions, wants to hold people accountable, wants to make sure they're doing their job on behalf of the people. I mean, after all, we are paying them. They feel that, that, hey, look, they're honest people. We got to take them at the word. I mean, after all, this is the FBI, right? and we shouldn't question him. You know, never mind that what has been revealed on warrants and spies and dirty dossiers and biased text messages are showing us a lot about the character of the FBI. Is it not? Is it not surprising to understand and appreciate why America is lacking in confidence with the FBI? The constitutional crisis lies on the other side, certainly not with President Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got more coming up.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Take control of your water with the new ProPure Whole House Filtration System. The ProPure Home removes chlorine and up to 220 plus additional contaminants with Pro Max Full Spectrum Filter Technology for truly great tasting, clean, and refreshing water. Order a ProPure Home today and receive a free pre-sediment filter, a $79.95 value. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com for details. Rethink what's in your water.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Lower taxes, less government, and self-reliance. They live here. Bill Martinez, live.
Wanna go back to the drive.
Hey, good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day with us. I'm Bill Martinez, 19 minutes after the top of the hour. You know, this weekend marks the unofficial start of summer for some, and for others it's a solemn day of remembrance for those men and women who have fallen or remain missing while courageously serving in our nation's armed forces. Memorial Day was once known as Decoration Day, as you may know. And on the first Decoration Day, 5,000 participants laid flowers on the graves of the 20,000 soldiers buried at Arlington National Cemetery. The tradition of remembering those who have fallen in the line of duty or are still declared missing in action continues to this day. Thousands of volunteers span across America's national cemeteries. They work to mark each grave or memorial with an American flag. In 1971, Congress declared the last Monday in May to be Memorial Day. So this Monday coming up, we will honor, and there's nothing that says that you cannot even start honoring our fallen and those who are missing starting today, because it goes through this whole weekend. And we realize and appreciate that Memorial Day is a lot more than barbecues. I mean, the reason we can have barbecues and get together is because of those that have died to secure our freedom on our behalf. With us right now to talk more about this is Sergeant Major Jack Tilley, who is retired. He served as the 12th Sergeant Major of the Army from June 2000 until his retirement, of more than 36 years of active service. He retired in June of 2004. He's now part of the New Day 5 character-driven leadership development team. Sergeant Major, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great. How you doing, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. This is a solemn weekend, understandably so. Our family was very blessed. Our father served in World War II. The European campaign was with General Patton at the Battle of the Bulge. My brothers and myself served in Vietnam. They went in country. I served stateside. So we have a tradition within our family, and you know, my oldest brother and my father have since passed, and so Memorial Day is especially a hallowed day for us. And I imagine for you and the men that you served with over the years, and the memories that you hold, really make Memorial Day, Memorial Weekend, a rather sacred time of the year.
Oh, there's no question about that. You know, I was in Vietnam in 67 or 68, fighting in the streets of Saigon. So I had about 16 trips to Afghanistan, three in Iraq, and was overran once, 22 wounded and 7 killed. I was in Vietnam. So you're exactly right. When you think about Memorial Day, especially today, or especially Monday, I guess, but you think about all the lives that are lost. You know, when you look back at Vietnam, you know, about 58,000 were killed. 58,200 were killed, about 153,000 were wounded, and 1,600 of them are still missing in action. So it's a, just like you, just like me, just like a lot of veterans, it's a very special, special day.
Mm-hmm. And Sergeant Major, not only those that are gone, but especially those that remain, the families. I mean, they carry this burden of knowing that, you know, somebody's missing from their family table in that. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, these families are the ones that they serve just as much as that a guy like me served, the kind of sacrifices that that they go through. You know, I went to I used to go to Walter Reed all the time. Yeah, especially after 9/11, and I remember going into Walter Reed one time and talking to a young man, a young woman that was a double amputee, and you know, I thought I was going to have to motivate her to just make her feel better, and she motivated me. She just talked about the fact that she wanted to get back out and be with her brothers and sisters in the military, and so it's a. It's a special team, it's a special group, and certainly a special day.
Well, at a time in our country's history, I mean, it has been rather contentious, and a lot has gotten lost in translation. And, of course, I think part of the challenge that we have is when so few actually serve our country today. What are we, less than 3% serve?
11%.
Less than what?
About 300, I think there's about 300 30 million people in our country now, less than a percent serve in the military. Even today, there's about, I'm guessing there a little bit, about 270,000 people deployed in about 120 different locations all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you look at terrorism, and you look at just all the things that, that goes on that people really, quite frankly, in our country have no earthly idea about. And they just don't know the kind of things that our military does for our country.
Exactly. Well, you know, and the thought comes to mind, I've seen this happen, Sergeant Major, that in the classrooms and in some of these institutions that should just really be turning out quality, character-driven individuals, you know, sadly are being indoctrinated. And you cannot indoctrinate those veterans who have come from the field of battle, who have served the country, and go into these college you know, classrooms with these professors with their theories. And they try to indoctrinate these people who know better, these men and women who have been out there. And whereas,
yeah,
on the other hand, when you got these kids that don't know, you know, like you say, they don't know. They're easily manipulated. Go ahead.
No. I was going to say, I went to war at 18 years old, and I come back at 55. Unless you've been to war, unless you've seen the kind of sacrifices that that people make, and or unless you've seen the kind of wounded soldiers on the battlefield and people that have lost their lives, even like I said, even in Vietnam, 1,600 of them are still missing. But it changes you inside. You know, I've suffered from post-traumatic stress for over 40 years.
Wow.
And there's still things that I can't talk about because it makes you cry.
Yeah.
You know, it's about remembering, not letting yourself forget those sacrifices.
Yeah.
And it's hard for a lot of people. It's really hard for a lot of people. So.
Well, Sergeant Major, on one hand, fortunately, even with a small number of people who have served active duty, who have served in the country, I'm of the mindset, and it's not, you know, I think that we all have to have skin in the game. We have to be active and involved in the things that we believe in. I mean, it's easy to talk about freedom and enjoy this time over this holiday weekend, and we're saying enjoy the time. But I think that the very soul of America is in balance here. And we have an opportunity to where we can really make a difference, but I think we have to have more people involved in the decision-making process and understanding what it's all about. You know, countries like Israel, for example, where everybody serves 2 years in the IDF, and I believe that is warranted here in our country. And I believe because it's good for our country, it's good for each individual. You know, as you know, when you went in at 18, just even after, you know, after your initial training, you were no longer 18.
No. Well, I went basic AIT jump school and then straight to Vietnam. So
Wow.
6 months of training, I was fighting a war.
Wow, that's incredible. Well, back in and during that era of Vietnam, they were lining them up and getting them over there as fast as they could, particularly in the Army and the Marine Corps as well. So it was a rapid-paced situation. But, you know, here you are, 18, 19 years old, and you've got a gun, you're defending the country. That is, unless you've been there, it's incomprehensible.
No, you're absolutely right. And I really worry about the people of today that, you know, I deploy, you know, probably a lot of times in and out of hostile areas, but now you have a country, our military, that deploys some of the guys that on active duty have deployed probably 15 or 30 times back over to Afghanistan and Iraq. It's been a year. And you got a guy like me that stayed in Vietnam for a year and then came back and still suffers from post-traumatic stress. I worry about the veterans of today and the kind of things that they're going through.
Over 20 are committing suicide every day because of post-traumatic stress, and there's no question about it. He is the author of the book, A Soldier's Life. 12th Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack Tilley, has been with us, remembering Memorial Day, the families, and those that fought for our freedoms. Sergeant Major, thank you so much for being with us.
Hey, God bless you. Have a great
Thousands
day.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, if you've been hearing the same old voice, tell the same old lies, if you're trying to feel the same old holes inside, there's a better life.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us. Fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Eddie Scarry joins us, a media reporter at the Washington Examiner based in Washington, D.C., where all the fun seems to be taking place these days, Eddie, huh?
Yeah, I guess you could put it that way.
Well, hey, your latest article, column, Professor Halper, there's probably more to this guy than the media would want us to believe, huh?
Absolutely, though. I don't know if we're ever going to find out. Yeah. You know, they initially didn't want to name him. This goes back to late last week, when we found out about this, that there was an informant, which is the preferred word. I prefer the word spy. But that's when we found out, and the reports were that, both the New York Times and the Washington Post, that they knew who the guy was, they knew who his identity was, but after talking with the FBI officials, that they were convinced that this person's life would be put in danger if in fact his identity got out there. Well, the Daily Caller broke who it is, and it's actually Stephen Halper, the retired professor who I guess lives in England now. And suddenly he's despite needing to have such cover, we can't call him a spy over and over again. They keep saying, nope, not a spy. just an informant. Well, he's an informant for what? He was an informant to the FBI that was investigating the Trump campaign, though the Trump campaign didn't even know it. I'm sorry, but when you're being investigated and you don't even know it, that's called spying. And I mean, and that's not to say that there's anything wrong. I'm not making a judgment whether there's anything wrong with that, but let's call it what it is. And there's a reason, I think, that so much of the media does not want to use that word right now.
Yeah, it's like we're being Jedi'd here, you know? Just move on. There's nothing here, right? we want to protect him on one hand, and then on the other hand, oh, well, he's so inconsequential. I mean, this is nothing, so there's nothing here. Just move on.
Absolutely. After his identity came out, it was suddenly you had the Washington Post Foreign Affairs columnist, David Ignatius, who's kind of their authority on, you know, foreign affairs, foreign policy, and he starts calling the informant a middleman, an underemployed ex-professor who likes to gossip, and that's what made him, you know, a good source of the FBI. I mean, okay, so wait, his life was in danger, and yet now he's the nutty professor? I mean, it's really bizarre, and I think that's the point of my piece, is that there is something here, and we need to know more about him, and I think that the effort to dismiss him shows that he's a lot more important than the media is ready to concede.
Right. He and how many other nutty professors do we have out there and yet to be discovered? I don't know. I mean, this whole thing is just, as you say, you know, we don't want to say he's a spy's informant or, you know, of course, James Clapper ties himself up in knots. The thing was so comical in that confrontation with he and Meghan McCain. I mean, here's Meghan McCain. She's on The View. I mean, you got a former 3-star general with Meghan McCain, and I mean, his history and his resume would tell you that he's a brilliant man, but she reduced him to a kindergartner, tying himself up in knots and saying, well, I didn't lie. I just answered the wrong question. I mean,
oh, right. It's getting ridiculous. I mean, even if you going back to the James Comey stuff, and I think that's the worst example, you know, that he, and even when he was, before his book even came out, but saying that he was in fact the person who's leaking these things. And then I'll bring it back again to the media. Back when James Comey was leaking and the New York Times was reporting on it, they were reporting on it by their own admission without all the context they needed. They were getting information from an intermediary who was another professor that was a friend of Comey's. This particular source had the Comey memos and was reading them to the New York Times reporters, but the Times reporters didn't have the memos. So we find out a year later that there's crucial context that made, you know, for example, the loyalty request that Trump said he wanted loyalty. We find out, well, that actually had to do with simply Comey saying, yeah, there are probably leaks within the FBI. And then when they were having dinner, Comey said that to Trump, and then Trump said, well, I would like loyalty. That's something that is, you know, he's saying that loyalty is a good thing. And it had to do with leaks. It had nothing to do with the investigation or anything like that. And yet the Times, when they first reported a year ago, made it seem as if he was making this, you know, godfather-like request for loyalty. That's just
exactly right. You know, put your thumb on the table. We're going to cut it off. We're going to make some sort of cabal here between us. This is the thing about Donald Trump that, you know, the media is slow to acknowledge, is that much that Donald Trump, maybe he didn't use the right language when he was talking about being spied upon and being wiretapped and, you know, that sort of thing. But what's proving to be true by evidence and what's being revealed here is that Donald Trump is more right than wrong.
He's more right than wrong. And not only that, he is obviously very imprecise with his language. For example, when he said that he was wiretapped last year by the Obama administration, they go ahead and investigate that because he makes this claim, and what comes out ends up oftentimes looking worse than what he even said. You know, you had Susan Rice that did the unmasking of the
and Stephanie Power as well. Yeah, exactly.
And then, you know, what comes out from the investigation looks even worse. And trying to prove Trump wrong, they end up showing something that was far worse than what he even said.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's the problem with this whole thing, Eddie, is that it's hard to not get brain bruised on it, because with each reveal, it's just another string to the octopus that's leading into this. That, well, I'll tell you, the way it was looking here earlier in the week, it's like all signs, you know, go to the White House. How does Barack Obama not know about this?
Oh, right. And I think, you know, the weird thing is you keep hearing from a lot of the people in the media, and obviously a lot of Democrats, making the point over and over again that the investigation was, so far as it went back to 2016, was to check and see if Russia was trying to compromise the Trump campaign, in which case they were going to notify the Trump people, hey, there's attempts, you know, here going on where Russians are trying to get in. But that never happened, and they, even by their own admission, were all operating, as everyone else was, but they were all operating under the assumption that Hillary Clinton was going to win. Mm-hmm. But it seems like they're, like, making work for themselves that's inconsequential. They didn't want to pursue the Hillary Clinton thing because they knew she was going to be president. They thought that'd be bad for the country. So they were going to instead focus on the Trump campaign, in which case they believed he wasn't going to be president anyway. But so, okay, so what exactly are they trying to accomplish? Like, what's the job that they're getting paid to do?
Mm-hmm. Well, the interesting thing here, Eddie, and what you're demonstrating is that they're retrofitting the conclusion here because they got a different scenario. They weren't necessarily, you know, prepared for Plan B. They had Plan A. They were so confident. I mean, the media said even then, you know, days before, 90%, it's going to be a landslide. You know, it's all Hillary. First woman, break the ceiling, you know, all this good stuff. And all of a sudden, it's like, the votes come in and this isn't working out, and now their hands in the cookie jar. I mean, we got everybody's hand in the cookie jar, and they're all caught. And all of a sudden, now we come up with this the whole Russians and, you know, the Macedonians and everybody else. You know, so it's just insane.
It really is, and I think, you know, just the whole Robert Mueller investigation. To me, it was never offensive to me to have someone who's going to investigate the Russia thing. I think that was totally appropriate. But when it starts spinning into looking at Trump's lawyer and his taxi medallions and people that Manafort and how he being charged with crimes that were happened before even the campaign, like these people are all peripheral. Mm-hmm. And they had nothing to do really with the votes. And so we're just seeing it. You know, we're now more than a year into it. All the signs point to everywhere but Russia collusion and anything that has to do with Russia. I think that people have a lot of reason to be saying, okay, so this has bogged us down this long. We're not getting things done. Democrats have no incentive to work with the White House so long as this investigation is going on. I do think that when Republicans say it's time to wrap it up, it's not a matter of trying to block the investigation or hide something. I think it's just a matter of, okay, so it's either, you know, fish or cup bait.
Without a doubt. Well, Eddie, we got to leave it right there. Appreciate the input as always. Eddie Scarry on Bill Martinez Live. Have a good day.
Thanks so much.
What a day for tennis. You ready to play?
Ugh.
Is everything all right?
This sinus pressure.
Allegra D knows that allergy congestion can get in the way of enjoying the moment.
Go ahead and practice without me.
Allegra D helps you break through congestion fast. Allegra D combines a non-drowsy antihistamine plus a powerful decongestant for 24 hours of congestion-free breathing.
Whoa, nice volley.
How about another set?
Only if you go easy on me.
Get Allegra D and get back to the moment. Starts working in 1 hour. Available at the pharmacy counter.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
If you want term life insurance, call Life Quotes. We guarantee you the lowest prices, or we will pay you $500. Plus, get up to $1 million in term life insurance with no medical exam. You do need term life insurance. Call Life Quotes now.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
See color here. We just love America. Bill Martinez live.
You know, with a weekend like Memorial Weekend, it's time for us to fall in love with America once again, is it not? As we remember all those that gave their lives for us to enjoy life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and the families also very vested in this whole deal. And for them, we offer our condolences and our appreciation for all that they have given on behalf of our country, that we can enjoy the freedoms that we do today. Bill Martinez here with you at 14 before the top of the hour. Danny Huerta from Focus on the Family joins us. He is the Vice President of Parenting and Youth. Danny, happy Memorial Weekend to you.
Same to you, Bill. I love that introduction. Very true.
Yeah, amen.
People paid a price, and reminds us also of Jesus paying the price for us, and then men and women paying the price for our freedom. There's a lot of price to be paid for freedom.
Well, I'll tell you, and it just swells your heart, you know, when you think about it. I mean, because really, when you consider, you know, what love is and the manifestation of it, I mean, this is love in practicality, is it not?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, sometimes some of the kids say, "What? I don't know if my parents really care about me." And I go, you know, they're the very few people in the world that would give their lives for you. And that's the true depth of love that we receive from Jesus and then from soldiers that really, they see their work as a mission and a mission to continue to give freedom to the United States. And when you step into a mission, you become quite unstoppable.
Yeah, without a doubt, when you're willing to take a bullet for your fellow man, I mean, and I mean willing to take a bullet, I mean, you know, so many ran to the fight. They didn't run away from it. They ran to it. And as you say, for parents of these young kids, it's the same thing. I mean, parents go to it. They don't run away from it. I know sometimes it's hard for, you know, young people to understand, you know, what is happening. But, you know, they're blessed to have parents that care for them, as you say, and that are willing to give up so much because, you know, we want our kids. We want it to, you know, be well for our kids.
Yeah, that's our role as parents. It's a great sense of satisfaction when you can see your work. And work really is our role as a parent. There is work to that. But if you see it as a mission, it changes the whole dynamic of how you step into it and then how it's received on the other end, hopefully with gratitude. And right now, as Memorial Day comes up, we can pause and step into it with gratitude for sure.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, because after it's all said and done, just like for the men who gave up so much, you know, for the red, white, and blue, you know, parents, the same way. It's the legacy. It's the family name that carries on. And who is going to be the one to carry it on, just like it is here in America? It's the citizens, we the people, who carry on the legacy of this great American experiment. And for teens, it is them to pick up the baton and carry on the legacy of that family, right?
Right. And in my household, and I encourage other families to do the same if you want to, but that is also remembering the different people, grandparents and great-grandparents and other people throughout the family tree that have contributed to who your family is today.
Right.
Whether good or bad, just gratitude that they live their life according to what they thought they needed to do. And sometimes there has to be forgiveness within that. And going back in memory and repairing some of the past is key. And then also stepping back and remembering who we truly represent as children of Christ.
Amen, especially. Well, I want to talk about summertime. It's, you know, it can be the lazy, crazy days of summer, as they say. But it's also, in a way, a rite of passage for teens. I mean, when you and I were growing up, summer, yeah, maybe you might have to go back to school and make up some things that you missed out in the previous year. But for me especially, it was about getting a job, you know, working, you know, during the summer, doing whatever you could do, whether, you know, in my case, it was picking lemons or working at an ice cream parlor or whatever, just to, you know, have a job and, you know, kind of get in the mix of things as opposed to just, you know, wasting time.
Yeah, you know, there's a different culture that we live in. I think that's pretty obvious. But one of them is on the workplace for teens, 16 to 19 is really what we're talking about here, mm-hmm. I think, as far as summer jobs. And in the late 1970s, about 65% of teens were working outside of the home and employed, and now it's at about 34 to 35%. And I think, you know, if we look at it, there are more year-round sports now. There are unpaid internships. There's more specializing towards educational places you're going, and then a lot of kids are having to go to summer school to get those extra credits. They're wanting to get through college faster, and there are more older adults in the workforce, and families are taking, you know, longer vacations sometimes in the summer. There's just a variety of factors that are impacting kids being employed. But it is a huge benefit to a teen to have mm-hmm. a job. It gives them self-confidence, money management skills. But really, truly, studies have shown that there's true health and mental health benefits to having a job. And clearly, there's balance is necessary. You need to a kid needs to learn how to rest, how to have a relationship, and how to work. It's not all about work, but and then teaching them and having that responsibility is a key stepping stone towards becoming an adult. And so even having a part-time job over the summer or mm-hmm. full-time is great. And then when they get back in school, going part-time makes sense.
Yeah, the other inhibitor, Danny, is you know, this minimum wage stuff. It's caused some problems, even though businesses is very very bullish these days. Small business community in smaller communities, they're very bullish and excited about what's going on in the economy. But it's still an issue, and that's having an impact on you know, these 16 to 19 year olds, you know, not getting these summer jobs that heretofore were available. But you know, even Chick-fil-A is focused on the family rights. They say that summer and part-time jobs are not just a rite of passage. They are the earliest steps to a lifetime of fulfillment and career proficiency. Summer jobs teach students, as you say, responsibility, accountability, and confidence. I mean, considering that kind of value, I think that we need to really refocus and hone in on the significance of a summer job that, you know, if your teen who's out of school on a break, it's not that we're getting them to work, just to get them to work, but this is, you know, this is going to set them up, is it not? In a positive way.
And one thing that I would add to that wonderful list is that they get to learn resilience, to work through stressors that come up with, come up in the workplace, how to deal with relationships, different people and personalities, and then customers that aren't necessarily happy, and how do they manage, learn to manage all those emotions that come up. And another one is an appreciation for money that many kids don't end up having if they don't have a job and have to put in the work to earn that money. It just gives them a really good opportunity to learn what it takes to get that money and then managing it.
Yeah, especially at that time, you know, you're talking 16 to 19, you know, the kids have been a bit coddled, and all of a sudden they go out there and find out, hey, look at work, and the sense of productivity, the sense of reward that it gives you that you're out there working, all of a sudden, you know, after a summer job, you got a different kid in the household here, don't you?
You do, and then it gives them a self-discovery, you know, who am I, what do I like, before they start to get into the career. They learn those good characteristics, the character traits to become a good worker, but also they get to learn about what they're interested in. Gives them some self-discovery that's very important before you start deciding what career you're going to start pursuing.
And I think especially now, it's been interesting. We were talking about this a couple of weeks ago, and then Mike Rowe from Dirty Jobs fame was on Tucker last night and talking about the sensitivity of the kids. I mean, a little bit different, you know, some have referred to him. I think Megyn Kelly referred to him as Cupcake Nation. There has been a softening and a lack of resilience of young people coming in, and they're ill-prepared, and sometimes their first job can be quite shocking, as you say, when they're coming against their peers and the dynamics of the workplace that, you know, you've got to learn to navigate on, because that is life. That is the future. It is it's not everybody gets a trophy when you get to work, right?
No, not everyone gets a trophy. You have to work hard, and then you do get some rewards in there. And what I like to ask kids is, what are you going to get a job for? Is it to get money? Kind of that extrinsic motivation. Is everyone else has a job? Does it give you an opportunity for advancement? Or is it about becoming more independent, more responsible, helping others, maybe being able to express your creativity? That's more intrinsic. And the more intrinsic the motivators are, the more resilient the person's going to be in the workforce and more successful down the road. So let's help our kids learn that there's some great motivators. A job, if you're just putting bricks and you're just seeing it as, I'm just going to lay bricks, or I'm just going to serve food, then you're missing the point of work. God created us to be co-creators with him, and through our work and our expression, our hands and our attitude towards work, we find a great sense of satisfaction and also happiness, which is something a lot of people are looking for, but in the wrong places. And it can be found when you step into work with a great attitude that you're part of a greater mission that God has created you for.
I'll tell you, sometimes, Danny, we don't know why it is that we go to work when we're that young, but there's nothing like that first paycheck, is there?
Oh, that's nice. Yeah, a lot of people frame it. I still have the stuff.
Yeah, that's awesome. But again, the benefit is there, and we encourage parents to encourage their children to make the most of this opportunity, to take advantage of a summer job. And not that you're being hard on them, but this is an opportunity for them to grow up, become responsible. And who knows, you might have a new child by the end of summer. It could be a very good thing. Danny Huerta with Focus on the Family, parenting expert, counselor, and father of two. So, Danny, as always, have a great holiday weekend. Be safe out there, and all the best to the family.
You too, Bill. God bless.
All right, take care. God bless. All right.
Were you born before the year 1956? If so, did you know you could be collecting between $575 and $2,200 in tax-free income right now?
all thanks to the FHA. Or what about this? Did you know 54 U.S. congressmen have used a special tax-free account to earn up to 35 times more on their money? It's true, and you can do it too. These are just two of the secrets revealed inside a stunning new book from the Palm Beach Research Group and Ted Benna, the man behind the 401k. You'll discover the 18 best cash cows that can help you earn up to an extra $6,800 a month. If you're at or near retirement, this book is a must-read. Today you can get your very own free copy of Ted Benna's new book. Shipping and handling charges apply.
Get your copy of Ted Benna's book when you text Benna to 79000. Text BENNA to 79000. Text Benna to 79000 now.
It's a no-brainer.